Healthcare professionals around the country are obviously under huge pressure at the moment, and many are also trying to juggle childcare with the vital work they're doing to care for patients with COVID-19. And unlike other countries, Ireland has not ring-fenced childcare for essential workers, but the government pledged last month to look into providing childcare for healthcare workers. Earlier, our reporter Joan O'Sullivan spoke to one doctor who just finished a 24-hour shift at a hospital.
I'm a doctor working in the south of the country. My husband is also a healthcare worker, and I have three kids, age 8, 4, and 2.
Can I ask you how you've managed in terms of childcare? Because obviously both of you are required to work at the moment during this crisis.
Yes, it was bit of a struggle, and it I'm struggling with the childcare at the moment because my eldest one used to go to the school full time and the other one was in ECC for 4 hours every day. So I am paying extra for the child care. So it's putting a lot of financial pressure on me, and as well as logistically the arrangement. And in the first week, Childminder was willing to self-isolate herself in those 2 weeks, and I left with no child care at that stage. So I have to take off from the work, which was obviously it put extra pressure on the doctors working in the hospital at that stage. And I know other healthcare workers whose parents used to mind the kids while they were working. And since the parents are self-isolating, so they are out of childcare as well. And all the creches are closed, and the people whose children were in the daycares full-time, they are also struggling. So it's a very difficult situation for all of us who have young children.
Can I ask you, did you find it straightforward to get the childminder to take on the extra hours? Because I have heard other health professionals tell me that some childminders are reluctant to mind the children of people who work in the health service.
Yes, there are a lot of childminders who are being cautious, and I don't blame them. This is a time of great difficulty for all of us. This is a time for great uncertainty for all of us. And some people are just reluctant. And I can you blame them? I don't. And they're being careful, and they are not taking the children of people working in the healthcare sector.
Is there anything that would help you at the moment in terms of aiding the situation for childcare so that you can continue your very important work?
Yes, like I have friends in other countries, childcare is available to the frontline workers and the workers which are deemed as essential workers. So the childcare is free to them, like the creches and the childcare is open.
Are you confident that your childminder will continue to mind your children?
I'm not confident. Every day is a new day for me. Every day I woke up with the stress that if she gets unwell, or if at one stage, you know, she will think that minding, you know, she was minding to the baby and the middle child, but we're not minding elder child. So I'm putting extra pressure of work on her as well in already stressful time. So she might not be able to continue with all of my children. I'm very stressed about it.
That's one doctor dealing with childcare issues, and we asked the Department of Children and Youth Affairs if there's any update on the efforts to provide childcare for health workers, and a spokesperson said the department stands ready to support any request from government and the National Public Health Emergency Team in relation to a childcare service for frontline healthcare workers. And a spokesperson for the Taoiseach said it's under active consideration at government level. Now, before we